Good morning. It's May 11th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is Dintism. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Philippians 4:9. Recently, my brother, the retired heart surgeon, now accomplished potter, classical guitarist, bridge player, sailor, and novice cellist, among other things, sent me a copy of a speech delivered by the late classical cellist Lynn Harrell. 25 years ago, he gave the commencement address at the Cleveland Institute of Music. He was the principal cellist of the well-respected Cleveland Symphony Orchestra from age 20 to 27, but went on to teach at many institutions, including the Royal Academy of Music, for many years, and became one of the most sought-after and best-loved classical musicians in the world. He passed away several days ago at age 76, on April 27, 2020. He was of special interest to me since he grew up in Dallas and attended Denton High School. His father, an operatic baritone, died of cancer when Lynn was only 15. 3 years later, his mother, a classical violinist, died in a car wreck on her way to Fort Worth to perform a recital. By then, Lynn had already studied at Juilliard in the summers and had had his debut at Carnegie Hall. At age 50 and internationally renowned, he was invited to give the commencement address mentioned. The person that posted it on Facebook titled the post, "Keep Going." While it wasn't clear if that had been Mr. Harrell's title for the address, it is nevertheless appropriate. When he joined the Cleveland Symphony at age 18, he remembers thinking that he had made it. Just sitting in the back row as a third cellist, proud of his technical proficiency, and his youth when many of his friends were still in music school. But he quickly began feeling empty inside, contemplating 40 years of being invisible, playing along with the herd. Was this really it? Not too long after joining the symphony, the director, George Sisel, kept him after practice and literally read him the riot act in an absolute tirade. He told Lynn he was unprepared, unschooled, and apparently bored. And there's no such thing as boring music, only boring people. Right then and there, he woke up and began studying the score closely, practicing the music, not just the technique. He studied the architecture of the whole piece, the lines weaving through all other instruments. But mostly, Sisel taught him to take pride in his playing once again, not the narcissistic type, but by immersing himself in the psyche and personality of the composer and truly understanding the music. There's never a moment in a lifetime of music when you can say, "This is the moment, now I have arrived." There are frustrating pauses, whirlwind advances, and many times when you just feel totally lost. But Lynn Harrell learned a secret one day. The secret lies in the concept behind the English term dintism. It means you learned by sheer dint of doing. You just have to keep going. It isn't a competition. It's only about yourself. It's about one practice after another, after another, after another, and coming to eventually understand that you never understand it at all. Mr. Harrell was asked once if he got bored playing the same Dvorak concerto over and over. "Bored? Are you kidding?" he responded. At 20, he had thought he knew everything there was to know about that concerto. At 50, he had long since realized that he learned something new every single time he either played or heard someone else play the piece. He once heard Pablo Casals, perhaps the most famous cellist who has ever lived, play the piece when he was in his 90s. His technique couldn't even be called good anymore, and it was difficult for the master to even hold the bow. But Harrell said it was the most moving, dynamic, powerful rendition he had ever heard. It was alive with soul and Casals' own belief in music. Christians often have the same perspective as the young musician who thinks he's learned what he needs to know about a piece of music. So you understand the gospel message, and now it's, well, a little boring to hear it or read it over and over again. Really? I'm 64 years old, and I've either read through or heard the Bible read through completely roughly 20 times. Yet you could put your finger on any set of verses in Scripture, even the familiar famous ones, and if I spent 20 minutes prayerfully studying them, Looking at commentaries, reviewing the context, I would then see things I had never seen before. This is what Paul is talking about in our opening quotation. Paul wants you to keep learning, keep receiving, keep listening, and then put what you are learning into practice over and over and over again. That's where the peace of God lies. Immerse yourself in the Word if you are going to read it at all. As Lynn Harrell learned, you can read the notes on the page and play them along with everyone else, or you can study their patterns, their feeling, the emotion of the composer, and then you can really bring the music to life. We need to study the Word, read it, hear it, discuss it with others, seek out the composer's intention, and then pass it on by living it out ourselves. For the things we have to learn before doing them, we learn by doing them. Aristotle. You don't need to justify your love. You don't need to explain your love. You just need to practice your love. Practice creates the master. Don Miguel Ruiz. Practice doesn't make perfect. Practice reduces the imperfection. Toba Beta. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and the incredible world you have created. Forgive us when in our arrogance we think we understand it all, when in reality what we have yet to learn is endless. This applies in music, in science, in personal interaction, in any endeavor of life, and we know it applies to our relationship with Christ. Spur us to take some portion of each day and learn more about you, Lord, and what you would have us understand. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.